was coach and middle school science teacher from 1989 until 2009. Malloy died in 2015. In 2008, two other students reported they had been abused by Malloy, but nothing was done until a 2019 accusation from a former student. According to a local newspaper, a 2021 investigation by the school concluded that Malloy had abused at least 13 students. The Preakness Week festivities continue with Black Eyed Susan Day at Pimlico Racecourse. While the excitement is building for tomorrow's second jewel of the Triple Crown, there is a full slate of racing at the track leading up to the 101st running of the Black Eyed Susan Stakes for three-year-old fillies. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Just one question for you this morning. Who the heck is DeShawn Kearse Jr.?
Kearse sends one high and deep to right field. Back it goes and gone. DeShawn Kearse Jr. now has two big league home runs, and both have come against the Orioles.
Call courtesy of Twins TV. Wednesday, it was a 179 hitter that did in the Orioles. Yesterday, it was a guy batting 086. The two-run shot came in a three-run third as the Twins sweep the Birds. For the second time in 2 weeks, 4-0 was the final. Baltimore now 12 under after 41 games. On the ice in D.C. last night, Caps faced elimination against the Canes. Tied at one with time running out.
2 minutes remaining. Shostakov with the final. He scores! The Carolina Hurricanes take the lead with a minute, 59 seconds remaining.
Kenny Albert with the call on TNT. Andrei Shevchenkov gave the Canes a 2-1 lead. And an empty netter later, the season was over for Washington. Canes beat them 3-1 to take the series in five. They move on to the Eastern Conference Final. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's Black Eyed Susan Day at Pimlico. And that is Stein on Sports.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
It's warm, it's muggy, and we've got some rain for the first part of the weekend. Scattered thunder showers today, 88. Scattered thunder showers tomorrow morning. Afternoons dry, 88 tomorrow. Sunday, sunny and cooler, 78 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 72 degrees in Sykesville, 73 in Easton, and 69 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday to all of you. That's right, it's the weekend. And you know what? Not just any weekend, it's Preakness weekend. So I should be saying Happy Black Eyed Susan Day to all of you. You know, I took my daughter to Dunkin' Donuts this morning because I could have sworn there was a Black Eyed Susan donut. But we got to Dunkin' Donuts. There was no donut that was for Black Eyed Susan. I guess I'm not remembering that correctly, but I could have sworn we had one years ago. Well, anyways, happy Black Eyed Susan to you. You know what? Real quick, before we get into some of the topics today, I did want to introduce the question of the day to you. It's at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, and it's a very simple question. Are you going to the Preakness? It's that simple. Yes or no? Are you going to Preakness? Please go to WCBM.com and take part in the poll. You know what? I just want to kind of see how many of you are deciding to go to Pimlico, take part in the activities, because I've been hearing a lot online and even from my friends that there are a lot of people that are not going this year. But maybe it's just the people that I know. You know what I mean? Maybe you are going to Preakness. So please take part in a poll brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Boy, oh boy, do we have a lot to talk about. Just a programming note, I've got Christine Hanlon. She's going to be joining us at 10 a.m. She is the Monmouth County, New Jersey clerk. We've talked to another official from the same county a little bit over a month ago. Now, recently, we saw where President Trump did endorse Jack Storelli. He's a Republican running for governor there in New Jersey. But as we noted before, it seems like New Jersey is in fact going to flip for the midterm. So we'll talk to Christine at 10 a.m. and get some more information on what's going on the ground. Look, if New Jersey can do it, I'm a firm believer that we can do it. Okay, I'm a firm believer that Maryland could pull it off. Is it much more difficult because of the federal jobs and, you know, how the close proximity to D.C.? Sure. It's going to be a little bit tougher, but I do think that we can do it. And I did want to mention, because I did look at some of the numbers out of Carroll County. We're going to talk a little bit about this later in the show, but Westminster actually reelected a Democrat mayor. And I knew that they had a Democrat mayor because I saw where Johnny O was visiting Westminster during the last election season. And I looked up Mona Becker at that point, and I was like, wait a minute. I never imagined that there was a Democrat running Westminster. So then I did a deep dive into the numbers. Like I said, I'm going to talk about that in a little bit later in the show. I think that there is an opportunity here in Maryland to flip. Even based on some of the numbers that I've been seeing as far as voter registration and voter turnout. And I know that people like Kate Sullivan and others, they talk about this stuff all the time. But when you're crunching the numbers, I mean, you can really see in real time how that there is a pathway to Republicans, but we're going to have to do more groundwork prior to Election Day. So we'll talk about that in the 10 o'clock hour. I first wanted to start the show with this big press conference I saw yesterday. And if you missed it, don't worry. I got the notes here for you. As we were waiting for the FBI headquarters, as we were waiting for the Washington Commanders, and of course, quantum computing, we wanted the hub here because that leads to all these high-paying career opportunities, right? I mean, how often do we hear the Democrats talking about health insurance and how important it is? And I agree. And I think the best way you can get really good benefits is if you get them through your job. But yesterday, even after losing the AAA bond rating here in the state of Maryland, Governor Wes Moore, he held a press conference with McDonald's. Yes, with McDonald's. And it was very interesting because it seemed to me that he was trying to say that we are getting more jobs here in Maryland. And let me preface this by saying there is nothing wrong with working at McDonald's. Okay, that was my first job. I was 16 years old. I worked at McDonald's. I think I told you guys, my dad, you know, bought me a car. And he says, look, there's a full tank in this car. But if you need gas, it's on you. I give you this full tank of gas for you to be able to go out there and find a job. And then that full tank of gas, hopefully the job is close enough. That's what he said. That full tank of gas will get you back and forth to work until you get your first paycheck. And so at 16 years old, because I was so eager to get my driver's license, I actually went on my 16th birthday. I was so eager. But I was 16 years old, and I went to go work at McDonald's. And I tell you what, it wasn't a bad after-school job. Wasn't bad. I worked on the weekends. And I worked in the drive-thru window, like handing out the food, you know. And for some reason, and I might have already told you guys this, it was right next to like the chicken nugget. I guess you could call it like the keeper, the chicken nugget keeper, right? Like they keep all the chicken nuggets after they fry them. They keep them in this little, I don't know what you even call it. It's like, so the nuggets stay hot. And you kind of just like close the door. It's almost like a chicken nugget cabinet. Do you know what I'm talking about? Well, anyways, that chicken nugget cabinet on the other side of the window where I was, for some reason, you could pull the drawers from the backside. So even though there was somebody at the fryer frying the chicken nuggets, you know, in the basket, and they were dumping them into, like, the chicken nugget drawers, for some reason, you could open it on both sides. So they had no idea. I know, I'm a terrible person. They had no idea I was pulling the drawer out from the other side and just eating chicken nuggets as I was standing there working. You know what? I'm a terrible person. Look, I didn't eat many chicken nuggets, but you know what? Whoever came up with that contraption, why would you allow the drawer to open on the other side? I mean, we're just kids, right? According to Vincent Schiraldi, I had no idea what I was doing. I was only 16 years old. Well, anyways, McDonald's did come to town, and apparently they're going to bring 4,000 entry-level jobs to the state, which is great. But I was always under the impression that McDonald's was creating 4,000-plus jobs a year in Maryland and the DMV in general. I never thought that they weren't. I mean, the high turnover itself with fast food leaves many job opportunities available for whether it's high school, whether it's entry level. There's some people that reenter society, whether it's out of incarceration, rehabilitation, you name it. I didn't think we had to have a press conference over it. And when we're thinking about the fact that we lost a AAA bond rating, and you want to, I'm sure you want everybody to see that you are working hard on getting jobs, not just jobs, but careers here. I personally would not have had the press conference with McDonald's. Not after that big news of losing the bond rating. I would not have done it. I would not have done it. And like I said during the morning drive, it was most likely already scheduled because they were handing out awards. You know, they had all these things to give them. And there was actually a gentleman that stepped up and he shared his story, which I absolutely loved. I was watching it through the live feed on Fox 45's Facebook page. And I actually commented that I appreciate the gentleman that was there sharing his story. Real quick, not to get into all the details that he did, but real quick, he actually went to go work for McDonald's as a teenager. And within 18 months, because he put in the initiative, because he worked so hard, because he stepped up to the plate time and time again, he went above and beyond, right? Because of that, in 18 months, he was actually promoted to assistant manager. Then he talked about how he went then. McDonald's has, I guess, this whole training program if you want to be a general manager. So they end up sending you to, another city, whether it's Chicago or wherever they have it. He did talk about it. But he said, yeah, he went to the training. Then he came back to his hometown, McDonald's. And he said, and then very quickly, he was the general manager making a great salary. Yes, you can make great money at whether it's McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, whatever, right? And that's why I said the jobs are great at fast food restaurants. You learn a lot. You get a lot of experience. You definitely have to be a team player. Oh, my goodness. Have you ever been in the drive-thru window? To those that worked at McDonald's. So I'm not talking about you, Kamala Harris, because I still don't believe that you worked there. But to those that worked at McDonald's, you know, you ever have to wait for the person that has to, like, run the food over to the drive-thru so you can hand it out? Oh, boy. If that person is slow, you know, it's downhill. It's downhill. Like, you're trying to leave the window to try to help them. Maybe you can grab the fries, what have you. But I'm talking about having to be a team player. You have to be that at a fast food restaurant. And so you get all these life experiences. And perhaps, like the gentleman that shared his story, perhaps you do move up the ladder. But for Governor Westmore in the press conference yesterday, it was very interesting because they were harping on the fact that McDonald's, not only were they bringing these 4,000 entry-level jobs, more than once they mentioned that a lot of these job opportunities were for non-English-speaking people. So I was like, wait a minute. What's the focus here? Who are you focusing on here? Are you now focusing on those immigrants that are now here? Are you focusing on illegal immigrants? Like, why was that such a big talking point where you said it time and time and time again? As I mentioned, I watched this presser live. And yes, every second of it was torture. But I did it because I wanted to see exactly who they would be speaking to in regards to these jobs. And that's who it was for. Now, McDonald's, apparently, they have great programs. Well, they'll help you whether you want to get your GED. They'll pay for different things, whether it's community college or college scholarships to universities. Apparently, they have great programs. And I was expecting nothing less. from McDonald's, right? You know, they have like the Ronald McDonald House and everything else that they do with the community. You know, it's a great corporation, a great corporation. But when you lose your AAA bond rating, is it in your view that talking about entry-level jobs with McDonald's somehow is on the same level in any way? I don't think it is. I don't think it is. I don't even think that this is press conference worthy. I mean, looking at it, this is more like a Twitter post, right? Maybe a press release, maybe on the letterhead. I don't even know if I would do that much. And so now you have the situation where Governor Westmore is like grasping at straws. And I say all this for a couple of different reasons. If this is what we have going on here in the state of Maryland, after we had Governor Westmore, how long was he in Asia? Was he in Asia for over a week? He was in Asia telling us that he was talking to all these big businessmen and he's bringing all these career opportunities and all this other stuff. That has not come to light at all. And no, McDonald's didn't come over because of Asia. Okay. Has not come to light. And not only that, when it comes to the fact that he's running for re-election, I tell you what, even on Wednesday of next week, you guys, we have a guest that has actually thrown his hat in the ring, Andy Ellis. He's running in the Green Party, and he'll be here Wednesday, and we'll talk to him and understand his platform. Of course, you got John Myrick in the GOP. He has thrown his hat in the ring. And now you have Ed Hale, who has thrown his hat in the ring in the Democrat primary. Just think about all these people right now that have already thrown their hat in the ring. It's only May 15th, or May 16th, excuse me. And it is very early on, if you think about it. I think that there's going to be a lot of people that jump into this race. And if Governor Westmore, if he's hanging his hat on 4,000 entry-level jobs for McDonald's, he's in big trouble. He's in big trouble. All right, when we get back, I will play some sound for you guys when we get back, because he did at least mention the loss of the AAA bond rating. Of course, he didn't point the finger at himself at all, but he did mention that. So I got that audio for you. And then don't forget, if you haven't already, please go to WCBM.com and take part in the poll. And it's very simple. Are you going to Preakness? Yes or no? Are you going to Preakness? All right, you know what time it is. It is time for Tim Herb with the RBC Wealth Management with today's Morning Market Flash. He's here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Happy Friday. How are you?
Happy Friday. Happy Black Eyed Susan Day, Tim.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Exactly. Happy Black Eyed Susan Day. Well, of course, I guess the Kentucky Derby winner will not be present, though, right, for the Preakness?
I know. I'm sad about that.
Yeah, I know. I gotta wonder what kind of effect that's going to have on the overall vibe, you know, not having that opportunity to have a potential Triple Crown winner, right? It's always something that, you know, you see from time to time, year to year, where that happens, where horses decide to kind of pull out of one of those Triple Crown races. But hopefully it'll still be a good event for the city of Baltimore, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping. Yeah.
And you, hey, real quick, Cam, you brought me back, flashback to my college football days, because you mentioned, you know what time it is, time for the Morning Market Flash. I was thinking there for a minute you were getting ready to say, what time is it? And then having somebody say, game time. Coming out of the huddle for a minute. So, good stuff. But, hey,
yeah.
Let's talk stock market activity. Great news here today thus far, pre-market. Stock futures increasing here this morning, Friday, both the S&P 500 and the Dow futures, and I should say also the NASDAQ, all posting positive gains. Right now, S&P 500 is trying to extend its five-day rally this week. Five consecutive days of increases, which would be amazing if we finished that way today. Dow futures are currently up, Kim, 105 points. S&P 500 futures are up 14 points, and the heavily technology-based NASDAQ index up 60 points currently. So the NASDAQ actually has posted six consecutive days of gains, while the S&P 500 here this morning, or at least today, will try for five straight days. Again, stocks making this comeback really since last weekend when the U.S. and China officials announcing this 90-day truce on their tariff measure. So we went from everything, no pun intended, but everything being terrifying to now terrific here, maybe this week. So, so far, week to date, S&P 500, Kim, is up 4.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has gained 2.6%. And the NASDAQ, again, it's a heavily technology-based index, but the NASDAQ composite, Kim, has jumped more than 6% this week. That is not including, of course, whatever today posts as far as gains. So, again, we're seeing this continued optimism on the tariff talks. not only with China, but potentially with other countries as well. Stocks yesterday on Thursday getting a soft inflation report. That's kind of helped boost the market overall as well. So thus far, things are looking positive for the markets here today. One bit of news I should mention to you, of course, as well, interestingly enough, is that cable companies, Charter Communications and Cox Communications, are merging in a deal that will value its privately held rival, that Charter Communications, at about $34.5 billion. That's including debt. So again, Charter Communications saying it will merge with Cox, bringing and uniting two of the biggest cable providers in the U.S. And then also Apple announcing here this morning they're blocking access, unfortunately for the young kids, to the video game Fortnite in the U.S., the European Union. That's according, of course, to Epic Games. So they've blocked Fortnite, the video game, on its iPhones in the U.S., and through the game maker's own store in the European Union. So there you've got it for activity. We'll be back Monday morning. Have a great weekend, Kim.
Thanks, Tim. You too.
Bye-bye.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important, especially if you're age 65 or older. Better to act sooner rather than later if you want to maintain or enhance your brain's health. Hello, I'm Kevin, president of the Dementia Society of America, a national nonprofit organization. I'm excited to offer you a free guide filled with tips for better brain health and important facts about dementia, care planning, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you.
Hey, it's Chuck Whitaker, inviting you to a night of crabs, claws, and a whole lot of laughs at my expense. Join us for WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, great folks, and a no-holds-barred roast where Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and the rest of the crew are lining up to take their best shots at yours truly. I'm the main course, and trust me, they're bringing the heat.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
All right. Good morning. Happy Friday. That was good news from Tim Herb. I mean, look, we had some bad news for a while. Now we've got some good news when it comes to the market. So that's good. Before the break, we were talking about the Maryland governor here, Wes Moore, announced that McDonald's plans to create 4,000 new jobs in the state this year. Part of an initiative aimed at expanding career opportunities. Another piece of this, it's really interesting, is that apparently this is a nationwide initiative that McDonald's has. So yes, they're bringing 4,000 jobs here to Maryland, but they're also bringing 4,000 jobs to, say, Florida, 4,000 jobs to California. So it's they're doing it all over the country. But Governor Wes Moore yesterday stood up at the podium and talked about this at a presser as if he was the one that was able to secure this initiative. I just want to make sure you guys know that's not the case. That's not the case. McDonald's has announced that they're doing this all over the country. So then it makes you wonder, did he do this because of the failure to keep the AAA bond rating? And if so, who on his team thought that this was a good idea? It wasn't a good idea. Did Wes Moore think it's a good idea? Because it wasn't. Not to say that there's anything wrong. As I've said before, there's nothing wrong with jobs at McDonald's. Nothing. Okay? But when you were talking about the FBI headquarters, right? I mean, you're talking six-figure salaries. When you were talking about quantum computing, the fact that you wanted their hub to be here in Maryland, not in Tennessee, you're talking six-figure jobs. When you're talking about, the Washington Commanders. Depends where you are, right? You could be in the sales office. Who knows where you are? You're talking six-figure jobs, even in marketing, right? Now, Six Flags, I don't know if that's six-figure jobs, but it's still jobs that were lost. I want you guys to weigh in on this if you'd like. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I got a text here from Joan. Joan says, Cam, how many teens 16 years or older will be available this summer to work in a McDonald's? Is it more than 4,000? Joan, I don't know, but I would assume some of those kids that we see breaking the law, carjacking and robbing people at gunpoint, I would assume that they're probably making more money than what they would make at this entry-level job at McDonald's. So I think it would be, it depends on who you're talking to. Now, there's some teens that would be able to take advantage of it, yes. But as I mentioned, there's a huge focus on non-English speaking job opportunities with this 4,000 jobs. So who are they really trying to capture with this? All right, when we get back, I got some audio to play for you about the AAA bond rating, of course. And then also there's an update in Howard County with the juvenile collision.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Republicans in the House are trying to work out differences among themselves as they try to advance President Trump's bill of tax breaks, spending cuts, and beefed up border security. Democrats are united in opposition, but the GOP is divided. One issue of debate is Medicaid. Conservatives and moderates are at odds over the size of cuts to the health care program. New Jersey transit engineers walked off the job this morning, complicating the travel plans of hundreds of thousands of commuters in the greater New York City area. The striking workers overwhelmingly rejected a labor agreement with management. Retail sales were up just a bit in April after consumer spending surged in March. 2 months ago, sales were up 1.7% as Americans rushed to buy cars and other goods before tariffs kicked in. Last month, sales up just 0.1%. SRN News.
Some big news. Iran is threatening to wipe Israel off the map and destroy America. Now, UN inspectors say Iran is close to getting nuclear weapons, just weeks away. But President Trump vows he won't let them. He's even moved two aircraft carriers to the area. This is a big story, and Newsmax's Rob Finnerty is covering it all this week and exposing the real threat. Tune in at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight for Rob's series, Stop Iran, and find out Trump's secret plan to fix this. Watch Finnerty on Newsmax on all major cable systems. President Trump says he watches Newsmax all the time. You should, too. So download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and sign up for Newsmax Plus to watch us anytime, anywhere. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
Gary Stein on sports.
Bird's going to try to turn that page tonight at Camden Yards when the Nats come to town. Beltway Series begins at 7:05 with Kate Povich on the hill. The latest gut punch to Baltimore administered by the Twins yesterday, 4-0. Another series sweep at the hands of Minnesota. Ryan O'Hearn describes the feeling.
This feels like a kick in the nuts for sure. So the mindset is show up tomorrow and win a baseball game, and that's what we're going to do.
Caps also felt that way last night. Their season ended by the Hurricanes, 3-1 the final at Capital One Arena. Tom Wilson in the postgame on the finality of it all.
That's what playoffs is, and kind of a war of attrition a little bit, and they came out on top. They're a good team.
And finally, Preakness tomorrow, Black Eyed Susan today at Pimlico. Margie's Intention, the favorite at 3-1. Kinsey Queen comes off at 7-2. Local story today, Princess Aaliyah, ridden by Nick Vasquez, grew up in Westminster, 4-year varsity wrestler at Winters Mill High School. Coming up in 30 minutes, perhaps the greatest horse of all time. And that is Stein on Sports.
Scattered storms today. Some of those could turn severe today or tonight, 88 the high. A few storms tomorrow, 88. Sunday, perfect weather to get outside. A few clouds, 80 the high Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Get rid of that energy-hungry old refrigerator or freezer with help from BGE's Appliance Recycling Program. You'll get $50 in indoor or outdoor pickup and long-term energy savings. Schedule your pickup at BGESmartEnergy.com.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
Stay informed this storm season with the BGE mobile app, where you can report, track, and monitor the progress of outages when weather impacts their service area. Download the app today by visiting bge.com/app.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
All right, happy Black Eyed Susan Day, which is also Friday, so happy Friday to you. Back to the poll question of the day. If you haven't already, please go to WCBM.com. The question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Are you going to Preakness? It's very simple, yes or no. Are you going to Preakness? Right now, so far, 100% of you say no, you are not going. Very interesting. Very interesting. I am not going either, but I used to go every year. I used to go every year, and it's not like Pimlico isn't the nicest track. I mean, let's just be honest with you on that one. It's not the nicest, but still, I love getting dressed up. I love the fascinators. Isn't that what they call those hats? I love all those things, but, you know, and I know I expressed this before. Some of you thought I was crazy, you know, for even expressing this. When you have a situation where there will be no Triple Crown, no matter what. And we had this last year as well. But it's just, I feel like it takes away from the excitement. It takes away from the fun, you know? And we did discuss this because we remembered that Justify was the last one that won the Triple Crown back in 2018. And I know some of you were telling me, Cam, the horses have to recover. Okay, get over it. But I also suggested maybe we can, move the Preakness maybe 2 weeks later in the year, you know, and then you push back Belmont. I don't know. But for me, I think it's just much more exciting if there's this possibility of a Triple Crown. So, yes, I'm not going. And is that the only reason? No, I did see that there could possibly be rain. You know, it rains almost every year on Preakness as well. And if you've ever been out there in the rain, it is hard to run for cover because there isn't a whole lot of places to run for cover. And then, you know, on top of it, the huge crowds. So it's hard to even get to the cover because everybody's running in the same direction. So, no, I'm not going to attend, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't attend. Let's see. Ron in Occupy Baltimore says, hey, Cam, I went to the Preakness over 40 years ago. As soon as we parked our car, it was surrounded by the Park Heights Pimlico youth demanding protection money to watch my car. Yes, they actually said protection money. I distinctly remember one tall, skinny teen telling us, you're in my neighborhood, white boy. My hood, my rules. Wow. He goes on to say, we were young and cocky, so we declined the kind offer. I spent the whole day wondering if I'd have a car at the end of the day. At that time, I swore I would never go back, and the destruction of Baltimore, beginning with Kurt Schmoke and reaching peak third world under Brandon Scott, has only reinforced that vow. Brandon Scott only likes an influx of evil white people when we bring money. And the teens are as bad as what I've seen in actual third world countries. Baltimore doesn't even deserve to keep Preakness. Again, that was Ron in Occupy Baltimore. Ron, I agree with you 100% on that. Look, number one, Pimlico isn't in the best shape. There are a lot of people saying that this should have moved to Laurel a long time ago. But number two, it's tough. I think we spoke about this before. Mayor Brandon Scott, you know, when he first took office, well, the mayor's office in 2020, if you remember, he said he wanted to reimagine Preakness. And this is when he was talking about reimagining the police, reimagining. Remember that whole stupid thing he kept saying over and over again? They wanted to reimagine everything. Meanwhile, you know, it was kind of like, you know, go woke, go broke kind of situation where what they reimagined ended up, you know, failing. It didn't work. You know, if it's not broke, don't fix it kind of situation. Well, anyways, they reimagined the Preakness, and I will never forget, I think it was that year that they brought in musical acts that were, honestly, I would think like as horse racers would go, I would think they're probably unknown to many of the people that go there and bet on the horses. I can't remember exactly what it was like. Oh, you know what? 21 Savage. It was 21 Savage. And I remember reading it and I was thinking, wait a minute. I guarantee you, most of the people at Preakness, especially if they're over, you know, 40 years old, which is a lot of people at Preakness, they don't know who 21 Savage is. They probably can't even tell you not one 21 Savage song. And then after the Preakness, we saw that it had record low turnout. And I thought to myself, I'm like, look, you have this money to bring in a spectacular musical act. And you went with 21 Savage? I was like, man, this is how you reimagined it? And then he brought in Megan Thee Stallion, and we saw what Megan Thee Stallion did when she was twerking for Kamala Harris at one of her events, her rallies. There were many people in the crowd that were just looking at Megan Thee Stallion, even though Megan Thee Stallion has songs that I like. But the crowd, they were looking at her like, what even is this? Because there's a large demographic that does not know who 21 Savage or Megan Thee Stallion even are. So it's like, if that's what you're bringing to the table, yeah, some people might look at it and say, you know what? It's going to rain. There isn't going to be a triple crown because the horse isn't coming from the Derby. And I have no idea who these people are that are going to take the stage. If you are that individual, are you running to Preakness? Are you paying that $600, $700 ticket so you can be in VIP at Preakness? No, you're not. And so this is all kind of goes with what we say a lot about the city and the state of Maryland. You have to run it like a business. You have to be able to attract people. You got to know your audience. You know, there was always this fight over and over again. I know I'm getting off into another topic here. We'll get back to the topic of the AAA bond rating in just a second. But I noticed there was a fight maybe about 10 years ago. There was a pretty big fight about Fox News, right? This is before Roger Ailes, before all the sexual assault allegations, all those things. Before that tragedy, you had a huge fight with some people saying that Fox News was not diverse enough. Do you remember that? They said it wasn't diverse enough, and there were too many blondes, right? There were blondes everywhere. This is when Kim Guilfoyle was honestly the only brunette. And I think even Harris Faulkner had just got there, or she was there for a little bit, the only black woman. But there were so many people that were like, well, it's not diverse enough at Fox News. Well, here's the thing. Fox News knows their audience. They know their audience. It's a business. This is the part I understand. You know, when you hear about DEI and diversity, equity, inclusion, when you're running a business, you got to know your audience and you have to know, you know, who you're actually trying to reach. Which demographic are you trying to reach? Those that watch Fox News, obviously they like blondes because Fox News is always a top rated network. They know their audience. So even though there are people chatting about online saying, oh, there's no diversity, Fox News didn't care. They did not care. They know their audience and they do well every single year. And so that's kind of how I feel about this whole thing with Preakness. Know your audience. Know who you're trying to market to. And when you don't do that, You end up failing. Any business would end up failing when you don't do that. And that's, you know what, it's one of the bones that I have to pick, honestly, with Mayor Scott and others. Because as soon as Mayor Scott said, oh, we're going to do these high-rises at the Inner Harbor, I'm thinking, high-rises? This used to be a tourist attraction. You got the Orioles, you got the Ravens. Know your audience. You still have all those restaurants there at Little Italy. You still got some of those hotels down there. The Hilton Hotel is suffering, owned by the city. Know your audience. Get things out there to attract tourists, just like they do in Florida. But no, their big plan, their big idea, which us taxpayers were paying for, by the way, they're putting millions of dollars into all these high-rises. Who's going to want to live around a bunch of criminals, number one? But number two, what does Baltimore City have to offer for somebody that can afford a $2 million condo? The school system is terrible, right? So if it's a young family, I don't think they want to be here. There's nothing else really going on downtown. Like, if you move into a major city, you're most likely hoping that you don't have to own a car, right? Because you can just hop in an Uber, you can walk down the street, you can do all these different things. You can't do that in Baltimore City. Not just because there's nothing there to do, but because you could get robbed at gunpoint. It's such a dumb decision. So we gave David Bramble and all these people all this money to reimagine the Inner Harbor, and it's going to be a failure because the way they're reimagining it doesn't speak to the audience. This is why I say, you know, at the end of the day, here in the Baltimore region, it's poor leadership. And the fact that those on city council never, like, balk back at Mayor Scott, as soon as they said, oh, yeah, we're going to bring high-rises, you should have every city council member say, my friend, that's not a good idea. Right? Where were city council members on that? Where were any of the state senators? That's, you know, State Senator Bill Ferguson. He's there in the Baltimore region. Nobody said to him, look, look, if we really want to thrive, we're going to have to bring this back to the Donald Schaefer days, and we're going to have to thrive in tourism. That's what we got here. That's what works. It's not what they're doing. It's not what they're doing. All right. All right. I'm going to get off of my rant here. Again, go to WCBM.com. Take part in our poll. Are you going to Preakness? Are you going to Preakness? That's brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. All right, let's just jump back in this. Of course, we were talking about the fact that McDonald's supposedly has this initiative where they're going to bring 4,000 jobs into Maryland. Now, we've already discussed how in Maryland, it's not the only place where they're investing these 4,000 jobs. It's all over the country. So why Governor Westmore had a press conference to hang his hat on this, I don't know. I do have some sound for you, though, because he did talk about losing the AAA bond rating. He didn't answer any questions, but he did talk about it at this press conference. And, you know, just to preface this a little bit, John Deeney, the political analyst that you can see on Fox 45, he is the furthest thing from a Republican, the furthest thing from a Trump supporter. But even he had some criticism here. Take a listen to Westmore talking about the AAA bond rating.
It is very clear that the impact of the Trump administration, that the impact it is having on the D.C. region and on Maryland, by extension, is real and it is severe.
The thing is, last year, during the administration of Joe Biden, Moody's sent up a bat signal to basically say, you've got to watch your act.
Raising accountability concerns, political analyst John Deedy noting the state's financial troubles predate Trump's tenure. In response to the looming deficit last year, Moody's reducing the state's financial outlook from stable to negative.
And last session, instead of dealing with the rising Medicaid situation, instead of making changes and cuts to the blueprint that would have been more dramatic, they basically, you know, said, you know, we're going to continue on our way.
All right. And again, that was John Deeney. And even he's saying, you know, to pretend like this isn't happening and to pretend like you didn't really, you know, get a red flag raised previously because of this, you know, you can't take that stance. So what Westmore is doing right now is he's pointing the finger at President Trump. As everybody has mentioned, this has not happened to Virginia or any of the surrounding states. And you were warned. You were warned. We had Delegate Nino Mangione on yesterday, and he said, yeah, he was actually sitting there because it's on one of the committees he sits on. And he says, yes, we were sitting there, and the experts warned us then that we were spending too much money. And then Governor Westmore takes over from Governor Larry Hogan. He jumps in the seat. What does he do? The first thing he does, he spends down the $5 billion surplus. And then he starts, raiding basically the rainy day fund. And then he tells us what? What did he tell us this session? I'm going to put some of the money back that I took out of the rainy day fund. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you tackle the deficit. Oh, man. And this is so funny, too, because it's not rocket science, right? It's not like I'm holding any degrees on anything. And it's not like I'm some kind of economist. But it's just, it's common sense. What we're doing doesn't work. It won't work. And so they keep pushing this whole blueprint Curwood Commission. And at this point, Wes Moore doesn't have an option. He's in bed deep with the teachers union. He said that as he was coming into office. What did he say? We saw the one presser. He goes, oh, yes, in the teachers union, just know you always have a friend in me. Oh, as soon as he said that, I was like, all right, there you go. There you go. That was a sign right there. He was telling everybody right then and there, the teachers union comes before you, my constituents, before you, the taxpayers. That was the signal. He gave it to us. We were talking about Baltimore City in general. Sorry about the rant, guys. I got John. John, did you want to weigh in on this?
Yeah, I was on the asset side. The state has the old William Donald Schaefer building is finished in 86. It's 500 feet tall with its long tower. It is directly next to the Inner Harbor at 6 St. Paul Street. And the state bought it. They decided it would take $100 million investment. Now they're going to sell it in a fire sale. So that building has a bunch of state workers in it. That is going to be redeveloped. All of these buildings downtown that are empty are going to be converted into housing or torn down. And I don't see how the tax base is going to survive this commercial real estate implosion.
Yeah.
In Baltimore City.
Yeah. Well, John, and my question has always been, where are those kids, say you got, you know, these new families, where will those kids end up in school?
Oh, they're not, no families are going to move in there.
So we're really relying on, we're hoping that what, no corporations, no jobs, no careers, we're hoping it's just people that want to buy $2 million condos?
Yep. That's what, it's a hope and a prayer on the real estate gamble. And, a single-family rancher with no garage is $500K in Baltimore County right now.
Oh, I believe it.
Where are the jobs that are going to support this? This thing, the commercial real estate is already imploded.
Right. Right?
Retail is on its back. And residential is, is like, I don't know, how many weeks away from collapsing.
Right.
So the tax base isn't there. And all the governor can do is fund NGOs and the public safety net. That's all I can do. And our education system, which has horrible results.
Yeah.
This state is so broken. The governor needs a tush-push out of the mansion.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right.
He needs to be jettisoned. Franco needs to come out. Franco needs to come out, run for governor, and he can actually train Brooke Learman on how to be a comptroller.
Yeah, yeah, I think, look, if Peter Franto doesn't come out of the woods at this one,
he has.
This is his time to shine. It really
we
is.
Need him. We need him. We need Peter Franto. We got to get rid of this comedy, this farce, and somebody's got to train the comptroller how to comptroll. The state is in peril.
Yeah. Well, John, thank you so much for sharing. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too, Kim. Bye.
Thank you. And John is right, because, yeah, retail, nobody's doing retail business. I laughed the last time they had a big ribbon cutting at the Inner Harbor, and I didn't apologize. I did not do that. I was told that I should apologize, but I laughed because the last time they had this huge ribbon cutting at the Inner Harbor was when they opened the IHOP. So they had a ribbon cutting for IHOP, and I'm like, wait a minute, what? And I'll never forget it. Councilman Eric Costello was out there, and I could not stop laughing. I said, there's no way you guys are out here for IHOP. There's no way. All right, we get back. We'll continue this conversation.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All the hand-wringing and all the skittishness on Wall Street all of the overreaction, because Donald Trump did what Donald Trump was elected to do. He ran as a disruptor, one that shatters illusions, and he challenges old ways of doing things, deporting illegal immigrants, building a wall, the Ukraine mineral deal. Everything he does is out of the box, and most everything he thinks about doing is big, like peace in Europe, peace in the Middle East. I know there are people that just want him to fail just so they could say, well, you failed. Well, at least he's in there taking a shot and taking a swing. He's up at bat.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hey, Sean Hannity here. I've added another burner to my very large collection of defense products. Why? Because Burner just launched their new compact launcher, the smallest, most compact launcher to date, and I'll be taking it with me everywhere I go. It's the same size as a smartphone, allowing you to conceal carry comfortably and with confidence. It fires 400 feet per second with 41 joules per square inch of stopping power. The size is perfect for women who want protection but can't carry a firearm. It's equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition. It's designed to incapacitate an attacker for 30 to 40 minutes. And Burner is legal in all 50 states. There's no background check required. It can be shipped directly to your door. And Burner is trusted by hundreds of police departments and government agencies worldwide. And Burner is proudly American, each unit hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Visit BYRNA.com today, or you can simply try before you buy by finding a Burner dealer and a partner near you. That's BYRNA.com.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
All right, happy Friday to all of you. We were talking about Baltimore City, the Preakness. We were also talking about the AAA bond rating that Maryland has lost, first time in over 50 years. Cynthia in Perry Hall. Hey, Cynthia, we were talking about the high-rises downtown.
Hi, it's Sophia. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. You know, the high-rises downtown, will 20% of that be allotted to affordable housing? I don't think so.
No, there's no way.
Where are they going to go grocery shopping?
I have no idea. Exactly. I have no idea. I mean, I think there's a Harris Teeter like in Locust Point area, but I don't know where they would go. You're right.
The community amenities are few and far between, And if I were a senior and I were a millionaire, I would not move down there because as soon as you walk out of the building, there are thugs running up and down the streets. So what is the attraction? I don't know. There would be if we had a safe environment, and we don't.
Right. No, you're right about that, Sophia. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Thank you. And again, shout out to Sophia and all the volunteers that worked on Kim Klasick for Congress. I really do appreciate you. Worked very hard. And Sophia is absolutely right. Where do they go to the grocery store? Where do the kids go to school? You know what? I mean, I guess some of those high-rise buildings, you'll have, like, you know, fitness center, stuff like that. But for the most part, they don't have really anything around that area. I assume with high-rises, you'll see more restaurants and things like that. But like Sophia just pointed out, if you had $2 million to put into a condo, are you going to Baltimore? No. You're going to Palm Beach. You're going to Fort Lauderdale. You're going to everywhere else but Baltimore. Everywhere else. All right, coming up next, we're going to be joined by our friend Christine Hanlon. She's a Monmouth County, New Jersey clerk. We're going to talk about what's going on in New Jersey just a bit.
Ascension St. Agnes Hospital is seeking a full-time physician assistant, too, in Baltimore, Maryland, to assist the attending physician in all aspects of general hospital care for patients. Benefits, paid time off, various health insurance options and wellness plans, retirement benefits including employer match plans, long-term and short-term disability, employee assistance programs, parental leave and adoption assistance, tuition reimbursement and ways to give back to your community. Benefit options and eligibility vary by position. Salary range $110,000 to $136,000. Nights, weekend, and holiday pay incentives may apply. Compensation varies based on factors, including but not limited to experience, skills, education, performance, and salary range at the time of the offer. Contact Maritza Rivas, Director of Operations, Hospital-Based Practices, 900 South Caton Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Maritza Rivas at ascension.org.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680. WCBN Baltimore.